For Halloween this past year, my husband dressed up as Ted Lasso. He typically has a beard, but when he walked out of the bathroom that morning with his porn mustache and no beard, I thought I might actually pee my pants from laughing so hard. I was like, what is the heck is going on here? It was perfect. People tell him all the time that he is Jason Sudeikis' doppelganger, so to say he nailed that costume is putting it mildly. He was the most popular person on our block, much to our small child's dismay. As people passed him on the street or yelled, Ted Lasso, from a block away, he would quip a Lasso quote, the harder you work, the luckier you get. Or, I do love a locker room. It smells like potential. Or, if that's a joke, I love it. If not, can't wait to unpack that with you later. Or, believe. But his favorite to yell back was, be curious. The full quote from Ted Lasso was during the famous dart scene when he said, guys have underestimated me my entire life, and for years, I never understood why. It used to really bother me. But then one day, I was driving my little boy to school, and I saw the quote by Walt Whitman, and it was painted on the wall there. It said, be curious, not judgmental. I like that. I won't tell you what happens next, just in case you have yet to see the first season. And if you haven't, you really need to stop what you're doing, even if it means stopping this podcast, and go watch it. But it comes right in the middle of one of the best scenes in television. It also prompts such a great lesson for communicators in the evolution of our industry and our careers, which is what we're going to discuss on this week's episode of the Spin Sucks podcast.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I'm Jenny Dietrich. 1,000 years ago, when I first started evangelizing the use of social media inside B2B organizations, one of the first questions I asked a captive audience was, how many of you like change? Typically, about half of the room would raise their hands. Then I would ask, how many of you like big changes at work? At that point, almost no one raised their hands. Then I would switch gears. How many of you like change when it comes to the new iPhone or a new restaurant in your community? Nearly everyone would raise their hands at that point. I would use it as a way to illustrate that human beings don't like change if it takes us out of our comfort zones, but we really like it if it's some new technology or a new experience. In other words, if adopting the change is low risk, we love it. But the higher the risk the change is, like a massive change at work, the less likely we are to adopt it, or at least approach it with open arms. When I started this work, pretty much everyone told me that social media was for the kids and that it would never be effective in their businesses. Oh, how I wish I could look some of those people in the eyes now and ask them how it's going. But the point is, as human beings, we get stuck. We decide change is for the kids, that we have no reason to change. We stop being curious. And we do things because that's the way we've always done them. This is why we should work to unlearn what we know. Come again? Yes, I want you to unlearn some things for the future of the communications professional is what they call neuroplasticity, or retraining our brains to think differently. This will allow us to accept change with open arms, create opportunities to work in new and exciting ways, and be curious, not judgmental. Adam Grant, an organizational psychologist, says this best. It takes curiosity to learn, but courage to unlearn. Learning requires the humility to admit what you don't know today. Unlearning requires the integrity to admit that you were wrong yesterday. In just a minute, I'll be back to talk you through how to unlearn so you can be even more effective in the work you do this year. I'll be right back.
There are two things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack, and the second is the PESEL Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PESEL model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrack.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrack, finsucks.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts. The PESO Model Certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PESO Model Certification from SpinSucks and the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsucks.com/academy, or you can go to spinsucks.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show.
I'll be honest. When I first heard Adam Grant talking about the idea of unlearning what we know to excel our careers, I was skeptical. Also, my kid loves to sing a song she made up called Mommy Never Makes Mistakes, and I really love that she thinks I'm perfect. I probably only have a couple of years left with that thinking, so I'm embracing it. Imagine then hearing this idea from Grant, which led me to read his book, Think Again, on the topic. Mind blown. In the book, he says, quote, intelligence is usually seen as the ability to think and learn. But in a rapidly changing world, there's another set of cognitive skills that might matter more, the ability to rethink and unlearn. In our daily lives, too many of us favor the comfort of conviction over the discomfort of doubt. We listen to opinions that make us feel good instead of ideas that make us think hard. We see disagreement as a threat to our egos rather than an opportunity to learn. We surround ourselves with people who agree with our conclusions when we should be gravitating toward those who challenge our thought process. The result is that our beliefs get brittle long before our bones. Intelligence is no cure, and it can even be a curse. There's evidence that being good at thinking can make us worse at rethinking. The brighter we are, the blinder to our own limitations we can become. End quote. Think about this from your own perspective. How many of you have unfriended or blocked friends on social media because they think differently than you do? I certainly have. And I've defended my behavior by saying to myself that I believe in science and I don't have time for those who do not. While that's an incredibly challenging frame of mind to change, there is something to be said to being around people who don't believe in science, if only to understand what we're up against. There's an extreme example, but think about all of the times you got angry or defensive at work. We have one client that's going through a massive, massive project management system shift for their internal marketing team. And at the start, I was pretty upset about it. I had, after all, spent a lot of my weekends and evenings building our programs and processes in their current system. But as I was shutting down to the idea, I heard the words of Grant in my head. I had just finished reading his book, so that was helpful. And I decided to try to keep an open mind. Not to say it hasn't been painful, it has, but I can already see how this process and system is significantly better than what they were using and how my team was working within it to help them. Likewise, we have a team member who's a fantastic writer, but he shuts down completely anytime anyone gives him feedback. In the past, I would explain that even the best writers have to be edited. You'd be amazed at how many times my books were edited before they were published. So painful. And that the feedback makes him an even better writer. But he wouldn't hear it. He would get defensive and storm off to a corner to sulk. After reading Grant's book, I began to take a different approach with him. Instead of trying to empathize with him because I had to rewrite Spin Sucks three times, I now ask him questions such as, this white paper is fantastic. We need to get stakeholder buy-in, as you know, and I know they're going to have some feedback. How would you like to receive it? Even if he gets defensive in that moment, he knows the feedback is coming and he's prepared for it. And he feels like he's part of it because I've asked him how he wants to receive it. He's slowly unlearning his knee-jerk reaction to being defensive and instead how to gratefully accept the gift of feedback to become even better at his job. And he's great at his job. But just as my kid will eventually figure out with me, we all have room to grow. It's a fascinating approach to becoming better at our jobs and less judgmental humans. And I encourage you to learn more about it because, in the words of Ted Lasso, we should always be curious, not judgmental. Adam Grant has an impressive discussion guide about how to unlearn your behaviors and start anew, which I'll link to in the show notes on SpinSucks for you. And if you'd like to talk more about this topic or anything else related to the communications business, and you're not already a SpinSlex community member, what the heck are you waiting for? Get your butt over there today and see what the fuss is all about. You can find us at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.